Welcome to Taking the Rams by the Horns, a podcast that takes current affairs out of current affairs. This is a podcast in partnership with Sowetan Live. I'm your host, Rams Mabote. South Africa is alive with possibilities. I mean, who would have imagined a former president in jail, a sitting president sleeping on cash, literally, a cabinet minister visiting a common prisoner in jail, or even the post office operating even when they have nothing to do?
Can you confirm that delivery performance has dropped?
Welcome to the new Sowetan Live podcast called Taking the Rams by the Horns with me, Rams Mabote. Each week, I will be taking a lighter look at very serious topics that half the time drive you up the wall. This podcast will use humor to take no prisoners, have no holy cows, and cook a whole lot of sacrificial lambs.
I accordingly declare honorable Nosiviwe Mapisa Ngagula, duly elected as the Speaker of the National Assembly.
This was only 2 years ago when the now disgraced and impeached former Western Cape Judge President John Tshope saw Nosiviwe Mapisa Ngagula into office as Speaker of the National Assembly. And ironically, 2 years later, it was the self-same Mapisa Ngagula who dropped the gavel on Tshope when the National Assembly voted to impeach him. On Tuesday, the Directorate for Priority Crime Investigation, better known as the Hawks, raided the Johannesburg home of Mapisa Ngagula. What goes around comes around. The raid by the Hawks was part of the investigation on allegations that she has received bribes to the tune of 2.5 million rand when she was Minister of Defense and Military Veterans. Ever since the raid, it has been a roller coaster of events. But let us start where it all began. It was about 4 years ago when United Democratic Movement leader General Bantu Holomisa blew the lid on these allegations of malfeasance against the Speaker. And ever since, this matter has traveled through a number of investigations by several agencies, including Parliament. Let us not forget that it was the self-same Holomisa who ousted another ANC bigwig, the late Stella Sigcau, for having taken bribes from casino king Saul Kersner. Holomisa was subsequently fired from the ANC. Sigcau, well, was never to be seen in the same light again until her demise. May her soul rest in peace. Holomisa now leads his two-man party, but remains a pain on the backside of the ruling ANC. According to an affidavit filed by the owner of Umkhombe Marine, Nombasa Nsondwa Ndlovu, Mapisa Ngagula received cash bribes delivered in gift bags from the company. This was between 2016 and 2019. In turn, Umkhombe Marine was awarded tenders worth over 200 million rand for freight and logistics to the South African National Defense Force. Apparently, Mapisa Ngagula demanded 5 million rand over 2 years and cash payments ranging from 100,000 to 500,000 between February and July 2018 were received. But I know the good speaker won't be flustered by a mere politician. She's been around the block a few times already. So those who want to try her have a fight waiting for them.
This is politics. There's something called politics. There's something called the law. Sometimes it can be very dangerous to venture into an area of politics because you end up being entangled in debates by politicians. And once you get entangled in debates and positions of politicians, you may actually find it difficult at the end of the day to adjudicate when there is a crisis amongst ourselves.
After months of waiting, finally the Hawks raided her house in what seems to be a clear intent on the part of law enforcement to deal with this matter. I'm curious, though, why the Hawks reportedly spent 5 hours searching the speaker's house. It is as if they were searching for every rand of the reported 2.5 million she allegedly received. Imagine how many days they would have to spend if they searched the house of Marcus Joste, who is implicated in stealing billions of rand from Steinhoff. This move by the Hawks got opposition parties in parliament excited, and they demanded that Mapisa Ngagula step down or that President Ramaphosa suspends her from office. Ask John Steenhuisen, he of G7 fame.
Do you accept that a speaker's house being raided by the National Prosecuting Authority is a serious matter? And do you believe that she should step aside to protect the integrity of this house and its envisaged role in fighting corruption?
But IFP's Naren Singh's protest for Mapisa Ngagula lacked some integrity. He cannot suddenly want her to go because only a few years ago, he argued that being accused of any crime does not mean one should step down.
There are other bodies dealing with that investigation, and we hope that she herself will cooperate in these investigations when they are conducted in a manner and not using the hat of a speaker, but cooperating in a manner that would require the South African public to know exactly what happened or did not happen.
This does not come as a surprise to me. Singh comes from that province of the late Achmand Rajbansi, who was once infamously quoted for saying, quote, "We shall double-cross that bridge when we get to it," close quote. Double-speak has always been the trait of these folk. Holomisa felt no sorry for Ramaphosa, whom he said had no business appointing Mapisa Ngagula as speaker after she was fired as defense minister.
But the president had the guts to remove the minister from the defense and rewarded her with a higher position, that of being a speaker. Now, this is going to be an egg on his face.
The ANC would have none of that. ANC MP and House Chairperson Grace Boroto called the raid by the Hawks pure gossip.
Honorable President, before you proceed, I recognize the Honorable Boroto.
Oh, thank you, Honorable House Chair. Honorable House Chair, this is a new question, and it has nothing to do with what we are dealing with. This is pure gossip. It's pure gossip, and it's a cheap shot. I really want to appreciate that the President doesn't respond.
All Honorable Members.
Gossip? It would be very funny if it were not so tragic. How is the raiding of the Speaker's house by the Hawks gossip? Ms. Boroto needs to do a lot of work to separate fact from fiction. Boroto was supported by ANC MP Cedric Frolic, who was chairing the proceedings in the absence of Mapisa Ngagula. In dismissing Steenhuisen, Frolic said,
Honorable members, the question posed by the Honorable Groenewald specifically refers to, as an example, a deputy minister and members of the executive and the members' interest process. Now, this is a new question. This has no bearing on the primary question. And as order, Honorable Members, and as we know, a follow-up question must relate directly to the primary question that has been asked. Honorable Steenhuisen?
In case you are lost, let me help you. Frolic was suggesting that if Steenhuisen wanted his question about the raid answered, he should have asked it 2 weeks ago. Yes, it did not matter that the Hawks raid had literally happened on Tuesday morning. If Steenhuisen was serious, he should have asked about it long before the day of the raid. And when he had dismissed Steenhuisen with his warped logic, Frolic offered Ramaphosa an opportunity not to respond to the query, which the president grabbed by the horns like an Ankole or a buffalo bull.
Honorable Chair, House Chair, your ruling is my command.
On her part, Mapisan Nakula pleaded innocent. Her special advisor, Mike Ramahoma, did not mince his words about his boss's confidence.
The speaker first learned about this investigation and the allegations concerned through the article of the Sunday Times yesterday. As concerned as she is about the manner in which the investigation or purported investigation was communicated, she remains committed to cooperate fully with law enforcement agencies. And she maintains her innocence, as she's always done ever since these allegations first came to light around 2019 or so. Let the investigation of this one continue. She will cooperate and then we'll know what the real truth is.
Finally, Ramahoma should say his boss remains consistent. That is perhaps what people like Holomisa believe, that she is consistently on the wrong side of the law. In fact, it was Steenhuisen who recently reminded her of a litany of the accusations against her.
I'm amazed that you would talk about morals and ethics when you are a human trafficker who brings people into the country illegally. That is amazing.
Honorable
who knows? Maybe her accusers were not really as sober as a judge, as she herself one day said some of the nonsense that happens in parliament is caused by too much drinking.
You know, this thing of having this bar open all the time is creating problems for the parliament.
Order, can you take a seat? I will recognize you when the time comes. Honorable member of the EFF, can you please take your seat? I will recognize you.
And Chairperson, I am ready to move a motion on this matter on one of the days that the bar must close as early as possible. Because either in the afternoon or in the evening, people don't behave in a very normal manner.
To survive this ordeal, I suspect Mapisa Nakula will need more than support from party. MPs like Boroto may know which side of their bread is buttered as they defend everything. And those like Cedric may support her all the way. We can only hope she won't be frolicking in the mud sooner rather than later. Should the Hawks have a case, Mapisa Nakula will need a prayer and medication that she once called for in Parliament.
There will now be an opportunity for silent prayer or meditation. Meditation!
From where I sit, the days of our esteemed speaker may just be numbered. Guns are out for her. The enemies are waiting to make her life difficult should she be back in chambers. They will scream, they will shout, and some of them may just try to physically remove her. But Mapisa Nakula is used to facing mockery from colleagues.
We all agree, honorable members.
Just a quick one, speaker.
Yes.
I agree. Video, mommy. I'm not doing a cartoon character. I'm not doing a cartoon character.
Thank you. Thank you, honorable.
She is made of sterner stuff, this one. This won't keep her awake for 1 second.
I don't have sleepless nights. Obviously, you worry every now and then because people have surprises. I hope you will also not surprise us.
Let's hope the Hawks don't attach her property, because not only will the nights be sleepless, they may also be roofless. We know she will not be taking this lying down. She will fight back.
You human trafficker.
Honorable Steenhuisen.
You are a human trafficker. You are a human trafficker. You are on a point of order.
At which point, someone may just remind her.
You're out of order. You're out of order. The whole trial is out of order. They're out of order.
What goes around comes around. Thank you for listening to this episode of Taking the Rams by the Horns. Please send your comments to me via email on rams@ramsmabote.com. Let me know what you think of the podcast. Please share your views on what Mapisa Nagula could have spent the alleged 2.5 million rand on. Download the My Sowetan app and listen to more of my podcasts. We are also on Spotify. Follow us on X at Rams by the Horns and at Sowetan Live. From me, Rams Mabote, completely out of order. Goodbye and God bless.